Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Shulamit Imber, pedagogical director of the International School for Holocaust Studies at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center. It's been three quarters of a century since the Holocaust. That's a lot of time for memory to be lost. You try to make sure that doesn't happen. This year, Remembrance Day is under lockdown due to coronavirus. There are no mass ceremonies. There is no March of the Living. All of these are important visuals. What difficulties does this pose? What are the opportunities?
This year, we really have a problem because we can't remember like we do every year. And rituals in remembrance are very important. Ceremonies, when we do it together, when we mourn together, or when we have these conversations about the meaning of the Holocaust, and we sit together. And I think very important thing about remembrance is when the community really remembers together. When we talk about March of the Living, you have the gathering there, you have the marching together. And I think part of the memory and the meaning is when you do it together. But there are also benefits out of the situation today, because sometimes, and we feel today very fragile in a way. And of course, there's nothing to compare between the situation that we are in today and the situation in the Holocaust. By no means there's any comparison between them. But when we feel fragile, I think we're more open to learn about things, to look for meaning, to ask things. This corona today brings us to ask a lot of questions about the meaning of things. We sit together and we're separated, actually, in a way. We have to look one at each other in the Zoom, so it's a different way how we connect. But I think people are ready more to hear the concept that we deal in the Holocaust about the spirit of man, and that the big message, I think, from the everyday life of Jews in the Holocaust, as Viktor Frankl said, people even looked for meaning in the world that was in chaos, and they found it in different things. And I think that these kinds of questions, when we're more fragile in a situation like this, we're more open to look for different meanings. Again, not because we are in the same situation, but because the heart opens in a situation like that to more spiritual things. And I think this year, Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day, is more in the opening of the heart. It's more in the understanding that we're limited and we don't know everything in the world. So this is, I think, something very important to answer this question.
You are listening to Shulamit Imber, pedagogical director of the International School for Holocaust Studies at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center. Judging from some of the comments we've heard and posters we've seen, the coronavirus pandemic can bring out the worst in people. Some conspiracy theorists are blaming the Jews, and others are using discontent to simply spread hatred of Jews. What does this say about the job of Holocaust education 75 years later?
All I can say is that we have to continue to educate. And, you know, we had here a few months ago all the leaders from the world coming and confronting anti-Semitism and giving their statements. And we're writing a lot of material confronting anti-Semitism. And this is a battle. This is a battle that is continuing. And I think that what we have to do is, again, believe in education and believe that societies have to understand that if they are anti-Semitic, it begins with the Jews, but it doesn't end with the Jews. It's a kind of a language that is there, and it won't only be against Jews, it will be against others also.
Shulamit Inber, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.